The pshat we were saying word towards pshat. This is drush. The pshat of the shir is drush, but the yisoy is fundamental in Yiddishkeit. Very fundamental, and it's so fundamental to the yeshiva. It's so crucial to us as Bnei Torah. Yeah, I want you to open your hearts very wide. The Mishnah says as follows: Perek Beis, and Mishnah Yud Gimel. Amr Lahem. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said to his talmidim, go out and see Ezel Derech Teresh Yadik Adam. See the correct path that man should choose, should stick to. Rabbi Eliezer Oyim Ayin Toiva, a good eye. Ayin Toiv, to have a good eye, to see positive in others. Rabbi Yeshua Omer Chaver Toiv, to be a good chaver. Rabbi Yosef Yoyim Shochin Toiv, to be a good friend. Some say it means to have a good friend, to have a good chaver. Others say it means to be a good friend and to be a good chaver. Rav Shimon Oymer Royes Anoyla, to see the future. Rav Lazar Oymer Leif Tait, of good heart. Omer Lahem! He said to his Talmidim, I want a paskin. Well, who is right? Raya Ani is Dibri of Lazar Ben Aruch. I see the words of Lazar Ben Aruch. Midibreicha, more than your words. He's right, more than you. You're not wrong. He's right more than your words. Shebechlal devarim devreichem. His midah includes your midahs. His midah includes your midahs. Yeah. So Rabbi Lazar is right. Rabbi Lazar said, leiv tayyib, that's all inclusive. Next Mishnah. He then said to them, Amar lahem, tsur'u, go out and see Ezer derech ra. See the evil way, shisrachim menon, that a person should keep away from. What is the bad, the negative? So, Eliezer, what did he say to positive? It wasn't ayin toiv, a good eye. A good eye, positive on people. So he said, ayin ra, the bad meat is a bad eye. Rabbi Shua, Eimer, chaver ra. What did Rabbi Shua say, good meat was? Be a chaver toiv. The bad things to be a chaver ra. Rabbi Yosi Yom HaShachin Ra, to be a bad neighbor. Good is to be a good neighbor, bad to be a bad neighbor. Rabbi Shimon Oyim Aloy Ben Mishalim. This is a question. He said the good is to see the future. Arayas and Aylad. The bad is to borrow and not pay back. I'm not going to speak about why he didn't do the opposite, not tonight. Echad Aloy Ben Adam Kalei Ben Amakum. And borrowing from a person is no different than borrowing from an Hashem. She never loyed a Rosh Aloy Shalom. The Rosh borrows and doesn't pay back. We'll speak about this tomorrow night, Melinda, or a different night. The tzaddik chayinim v'nois, the tzaddik gives, bestows, pays back. So they basically all, except for that one, just said the opposite. Rebbe Eliezer, Rebbe Lazar, Oymer, Leiv Ra. The best meat is a Leiv Toiv. The worst meat is Leiv Ra. Amar lahem, Raya Ani Yisir, Rebbe Lazar Ben Aruch, V'Nebreichem. Again, Rebbe Lazar Ben Aruch is right. Shebechlal Dvar, V'Nebreichem. Shrek Ulm, I'm going to tell you something that nobody here has ever heard in our lives before on this pshat and this mishnah. It's my own pshat, but it's a little bit of a drush, but the yisayid is the yisayid God of the value. I wanted it's worth and you came to worry about this yisayid. Without it goes me. Don't be one year, but this verb could be as soon as prayed alone. Listen to this verb. A pashat kash, all the mefarshim ask. All the mefarshim ask. He asked them the best leader to choose. So each Rebbe Lazar says, Leiv Toiv, a good heart. Rebbe Shua says, a Chaver Toiv, a Shachin Toiv, Rayas Anoilad, Ayin Toiv. They all pick a leader. He says, Rabbi Zay, Leiv Toiv is right, is the best leader. These are brilliant Yo'inei Ha'odairus, the brilliant people of the generation. If you then ask, okay guys, what's the Rabbi said, what's the worst thing to keep away from? So the Lazar says, okay, the best thing, and agreed with me, was Leif Toiv. So what's the worst thing? Leif Ra. And none of the others thought to switch Pshatim? So you guys, he said you were all wrong. The Rebbe at the past, Rabbi said you're wrong. Not wrong, but they're more right. The best thing is Leif Toiv. So what's the biggest thing to keep away from? Leif Ra. None of the others chapter, they didn't switch the shitas. The one who said an ayin toy, said the worst thing's an ayin ra. The one who said the best is to be a shachin toy, the worst thing's shachin ra. The one who said a chaver toy, the worst thing's a chaver ra. He already said you're wrong. The Rebbe is up. Rebbe Yochanan ben Zakkai got up. the Rebbe they loved, the Rebbe they learned all the Torah from, the Rebbe. And he said, Rabbi say, Rebbe Lazar's gerichtig, Rebbe Lazar's right. The best meat is leiv toiv. So what's the worst meat though? Nobody thought to switch pshatim. So again he says, Rabbi say, knock knock, you know what the worst meat is? Leiv ra. He's right again. Not one chap that if the best meat is leiv toiv, and that's inclusive of your meatus, so the worst thing in the world is a leiv ra. The most important thing people is a leiv ra. This kasha is not my kasha. Many mefarshim is the kasha. The teretz, my own teretz, it's slightly Jewish. I'm not sure if it's pshat. Whether it's pshat or not, on some level it's true 100%. And on some levels, this mishnah I believe is telling you that also. I am part of the Torah. It's telling you also. Rabbi say every yeshiva has to know scholars. Let me preface it with a ma'aseh and then tell you. The side gadol in Yavod Sashem. I went to Vadi for Naftali Kaplan, and I was impressed person from the big people of our generation. And he told the Chabur like this, Be'emes, you don't need me leading this Vadi. Because Be'emes, a Ben Aliyah, what happens in the life of a Ben Aliyah decides, this is the way I'm going to shtag your life, and he picks up for you. This is the way I'm going to shtag your life. And he picks an area of Aliyah. What happens? He says, from now on, I want to know Messias Yisharim. Ich Levin, I want to live with the Messias Yisharim. So he starts learning 10 minutes a day Messias Yisharim. When I tell you this, you're all going to shake your hands. Like, it's like, Rebbe Tovi read us. It was like he knew me for my whole life. I was like, how do you know me so long? He said like this. You start, Messias Yisharim. From now on, I'm learning Messias Yisharim. 2 weeks later, you meet somebody who tells you, Rabbi Yisrael, you ben Torah, veis nish chumash. You don't know chumash, ben Torah. So, what happened? I'm Mrs. Shonsa, okay, forget Mrs. Shonsa. Chumash, from now on, every day, chumash midrashi. Ben Torah, I said, no chumash midrashi. So every day now, the guy's going 10 minutes, they chumash rashi. Somebody, a guest, comes to the yeshiva. It's Rabbi Yisrael, claps. Rabbi say, a ben Torah doesn't know Mishnayis. So he takes the Chumash said, it's true not just in what the Lord, it's true in Derech HaChaim. A guy's going with certain mahalach, he's working on himself, and somebody will clap at the bima. Rabbi say, this is the way to Mishnay, a ben Torah has to go on this. He's doing it the wrong way. He drops everything, he runs that way. 2 days later, somebody else comes to the yeshiva to speak. Rabbi Yisai, the following is the way to shtag. He drops and he switches. So he says, Be'emes, if you would pick one mahalach, a serious area of Aliyah, and you perfect it, you reach godless. But we lose confidence, we lose trust, we give up fast, we say it's not working. We quit before we even see, give it time. Don't look so much, don't take your temperature so much. You know, people, they're hypochondriacs, always take his temperature to see if he's sick. You've been saying to stop taking attention. Keep to it. But instead we switch. We try this, we switch very quickly. We try this, switch very quickly. If we would stick it out through thick and thin for a long time, not give up, it would reach godless. So he said, I'm here, it doesn't really matter the mahalach I give you. But I have a long line. He said, I'll tell you, I'll work with you in Avodah Zarah Hashem. And when you want to quit, I'm going to tell you, no, we're not going to, when I've experienced, trust me, it works. You won't quit. That is, you don't need me. All you need me is to convince you not to give up whatever way you choose to serve Hashem. Rabbi said, I believe pshat in this Mishnah. What I believe pshat in this Mishnah is each one of the Mahalach, when Yeshua said the Mahalach HaChayim, his Aliyah, his area of godness came because he's a Chavar Toiv. This was his Makam Aliyah. And his Rebbe, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, said to Yeshua, what is the Mahalach? And he tracked it and tracked it, and this was the Mahalach that he was working on. So his Rebbe said to him, man, your Malaz is right, the best is something better than yours. He didn't drop his Mahalach. He didn't drop it in a second. He didn't drop it. He said, what's the most important to stay away from? I know my Rebbe. He was in the Kabul of his Rebbe. But he didn't just drop his Mahalach. He kept his Mahalach. He kept his Mahalach. He didn't fall apart. He didn't suddenly just drop everything he was doing and change, and his Rebbe didn't want him to at Mishnah. And he kept, what's the worst thing? Chavirah. I already told you. I already told you, Rav Elazar is richtig. He's Rav Elazar is right. But I'd mouth. It wasn't stubborn. It's not stubbornness. It's he has a mahal of achai and he's going to stick through it. It doesn't mean he didn't incorporate. He was mekabel every word of his Rebbe. Avada he put in his Rebbe's also, he stood okay. A lave time is the most important. A lave time maybe includes my midah. He said, Hashem, maybe I'll come to it. Maybe I'll. We'll see. We'll see. He didn't in a Rebbe drop his mahal of achayim. Not the way it works. Avada is mekabel of the Rebbe. Avada, it takes a strong person to incorporate that which your Rebbe says. To, okay. I don't fall apart. With every new piece of something, you walk into shul and a person comes to you, the Torah does the chush and falls apart. No, he's working, he has a mahalach, he has a schedule, he doesn't fall apart from that. He sticks to his schedule, that Torah. I always love, there's a letter from Prima Gadin, it's one of my favorite letters. He wrote a sefer called the Psicha Kailelas. It's like an introduction to the Shulchan Aruch. The Psicha Kailelas, he has a letter that I always had such a cheshek. He says like this. He rips, not no chumash. He goes on a belt tirade. Prima Gadin, the hair of the Prima Gadin. He goes on a belt tirade. He goes on a belt tirade. He has not no chumash. Vegan design, not no chumash. And ripping and yelling and screaming and crushing. He says, "Ah, you'll ask me a kasha. I don't know chumash." So then himself, he rips it to lines and lines and lines. Yes, I don't know chumash. He says, "I'm very busy and I don't have time right now to learn chumash. But I should have learned it when I was young, and I should have taught it to me." What's the shot? You go on a tire. It's a drop everything. Drop. I have a schedule. I'm busy. He went on a belt tire against that people don't know chumash. So drop everything. Let's go close the books. I'm busy. Not a time on me. When I was young, the time is on his Rebbein, you shouldn't learn more Chumash. He goes on a tirade, one should learn Chumash. Doesn't mean he drops, and I'm sure he incorporated. I'm sure people got him learn Chumash. Now you could say about his level, I don't know how. I'm not coming to say what level, didn't know Chumash. He writes himself, he didn't know Chumash. But the point being, I'm not saying you all should learn Chumash. You have to know Chumash, my son. As long as you should know Chumash. But don't fall apart. Keep to your schedule, keep on your schedule, the confidence, with your head high. We don't fall apart. Incorporate it, okay? In the back of my mind. It doesn't mean not to act on things. It means not to fall apart from shmuz. Yeah, ma'al rachayim! Yeah, but somebody says something, knocks me over. I don't fall apart. It doesn't mean not to be a kavali here. But it means to have a confidence in that which you do. And to see something through that. I'm working! I'm working on this. I'm not stubborn either. It's not as stubborn as, if you'll prove to me I have to switch right this moment, I'll switch. It's akshonistik, it's azastikusha. It's I'm working on something right now, I'm busy. It's a starkeit. We have to, our bodies, I develop a self, a inner strength that we're working on something. I have a mahalach, I'm not lost. I have a mahalach. I'm not just, I'm floating. I have one chaver, I'm not thinking of as I'm talking. He's in my mind. Over the years, people push this way to do that. I remember he just stuck his way, not as stubbornness, but as a sedusha, confidence. And you know what, it works. This one, his way, that one, this way. But it works. Each way, the person sees it through to the end. That if Zagnish or Rebbe comes, the Mahal Kudu is wrong. And it's us to do. That wasn't a blood. That wasn't what the Rebbe did from Zaga said. He said his the best way. It includes your way. He didn't say drop everything you're doing. He didn't say you cross it. I sometimes advise, the speakers come here. Shlachim will run up to me, tzitzit. He said, don't fall apart. You have a mahalach, where's your inner strength? Where's the gavra? You have a mahalach. You're not wasting your time, you have a mahalach. A thought out mahalach. See it through, keep to it. Incorporate it. It takes, it's the three people I would say. There's one who falls apart and he switches like this in the rega. And it's only a matter of a week till the next week until it switches like this. And then it's only a matter of a week till somebody, his friend tells him, and his brother tells him, and the Baal Basta the next in the shul tells him, and his Rebbe when he goes home tells him, and this one tells him, and the man's mush. He's mush. Right, Paris says about musu, not about mush. That was yours. So the good here now, it wasn't safely about mush. About musu. Nobody tells us that. About musu. A person with a strength. So the first person who falls apart and changes the gender, strength. There's another person who's stubborn, doesn't want to hear. That doesn't know godless. I'm not saying a person is stubborn, this, mahalach, nothing else. He hears He will incorporate it. Give me time. Let me put it in my brain. It's not a lack of zmizos. It's to be thought out. But I don't fall apart. I have mahalach. I'm not easy come, easy go. I don't just fall apart my mahalach. I'm working on something. I'm busy. I have a plan. I find out. I want to hear what you said. Okay, I hear. I put it away. Let me see. So Virgil and Zakai asked again, okay, yeah, but he says, now Tamar's bad. He gave each one, a kiss on the forehead. He said, this is what I want. Are you sure? You're still in your mahalach. Not that I tell you that I see the Lazar, but I see the Lazar's mahalach as the best mahalach, as the all-inclusive mahalach. He didn't fall apart. Father Yeshua incorporated, he said, okay, I'm working on Chavitai now, and the worst thing I invite him into, my mahalach is Chavirah. And if I be putting it back as one, I have to see where I can put it into my mahalach achayim. See if I can change. But yet, I'm in the middle of a project. In the middle of a masechta, in the middle of a project. My project is chaver toiv. And for my project, what's the worst thing in my world is a chaverah. That's for my project. I think it's an important nekuda for that entire. And we should always like, we should pick a mahalach, see it through to the end. See our goals through to the end. And if I did, after each goal is finished, incorporate a higher mahalach, and higher. After we finished this chaver toiv, and his worst thing leiv toiv, he went, and his worst thing is the chaver ra, he went up to the next mahalach. And things that Rebbe told me, stored away. And if a Rebbe told me, he had a switch immediately, he lost his son, I'm old. If the Rebbe proves it, but he's not mush. He has a gavra, he sticks to something through the end. And I think Sean Leutman here that a man is Bachman, you have this player. Bachman was still here, so late in his man, still at the Abishir, still seeing through. Bachman here, Taka, have the player to see something to the end. So I tackle on the Vin Sean, this side, I think the Bach, this side, here has had you. I don't know, you got to give yourself a bracha, not say amen and give back to you. Then just all the bracha, the Shizayich and all our ruchnis, to see through to them, to see through all our Avodah Hashem, to start work, to work on Avodah Hashem, to work on Yom Avodah Hashem, Shizayich, to see it through to the end, to the soft. The sechus we start, to see through to the soft. And all our Yom Avodah Hashem, we should see it through, and through that to become Anoshim Shleim and Anoshim Gedolim. Oh, man. Yeah.